Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sequoria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling to reestablish a claim.
All right, so you're calling to open up a new claim today?
Yes.
Okay, let me, can I get your social?
422-218733.
And your first and last name and your date of birth?
Lucretia Peoples, August 18th, 1984.
Okay. Can I get your driver's license number?
7111811.
7111811. All right, thank you for that information. Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school. Right.
Your mother's maiden name?
Sandra Peoples.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card.
I want to do direct deposit.
And is this for a checking or savings account?
This is for a checking.
You have your round number and a bank number, account number?
Yes, hold on 1 second, I'm getting it.
Okay.
All right, my routing number is 03-11-01-279.
So it's 03-11-01-279?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had the right numbers. And is this for a traditional or a walk-in bank?
No.
All right. So we're only allowed to accept traditional or walk-in banks.
So you can't take direct deposits for like Chime Bank or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Really? Wow. Because I know when I called in the first time, they told me it didn't matter.
Yeah, it's just something that got updated because with the walk-in bank or like a traditional bank, it's covered by insurance. So it's like if something happens, it's better to go on an investigation. You'll get a solution. So it just recently changed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of scamming and stuff going on, fraudulent action. So I guess just for security from this point on.
Wow. Even if it's lies and it's verifying all my information?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because I know with the card that you guys have, y'all don't have a lot of branches. And then it's a so I'm just trying to use something that I always use because, like I said, with y'all have, y'all don't have a lot of branches. And for me to be able to get money, you know, I want to do like a withdrawal, you know, pretty much far out for me to try to travel to get some money.
Right. So, no, man, we don't do meta banks or banks like that.
Okay. Well, I guess I just have to take the pay card, and I guess I'll call back later and update my bank information. I just have to do it like that. So, if I do the pay card right now, when I want to update my information as far as, like, a bank or whatever, how long does that take?
It just depends on when you call, because if you call, like, and they say if you do it, it's just like a regular check. If you change your bank stuff at your job in the middle of the pay week, you have to wait till the next one. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like a regular job payment.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just take the pay card for right now.
All right. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. What's a good mailing address for you?
504 Alice Street, Alice Street, Southwest Bessemer, Alabama, 35022.
504 Alice Street, Southwest Bessemer, Alabama, 35022. And it's 205-484-1946, a good number to reach you at?
Yes.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Did your address change in the last year?
No.
Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Armadillos, Eagles, Prairie Stars, Rattlers, or none of the above?
None of the above, because I haven't been to college.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Montgomery, Coleman, Tuscaloosa, Auburn, or none of the above?
Tuscaloosa.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2400 Deerfield Drive, 260 Old Knight Road, 2992 Old Farm Road, 320 South Dean Road, or you never been associated with those addresses?
2400 Deerfield Drive.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama for another, with an employer that's not military or federal government?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
And what was your last day worked?
My last day I worked was July the 2nd.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let me make sure. Hold on. I'm going to say the wrong thing. Just to be 100% sure. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, July the 2nd.
All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
All right. Are you available to accept full-time work and full all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or receiving work compens- I'm sorry. Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No more than about 10 miles.
All right, what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they did not.
What's the job title that reflects your skills or job history?
Production.
Are you seeking work in that current occupation?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of your separating employer?
Amazon.
Do you have that employer's telephone number?
Yes, hold on 1 second. The number is 205-761-5197.
Okay, so 205-761-5197. And you remember your employment start date?
That was in October.
You know what date?
October 11th, 2021.
And this work was performed in Bessemer?
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation, sick, or holiday pay anytime after your last day of work?
No.
Have you applied for receiving a pension from that employer?
No.
What's the reason you're no longer working there?
They terminated me. I spoke with someone. Well, I feel like I was wrongfully terminated simply because I had a couple of incidents that was going on with my children to where I had to be there to see about my children. The first incident where I had time off work, and I got approved for that time off work. And when I returned to work, there was an incident at my 7-year-old school where she was left after school, locked inside the gym, and no one was there. So I had to file a report and do things like that with that situation. And I got a call one day, and I had to leave work because I had to meet with DHR and because of the matter. And I had to leave work about that, and I did reach out to my department in HR, let them know what was going on, and they told me if I have an emergency situation, to just go ahead and leave. And like I explained to them, I have documentation proving what I had going on as far as the situation with my youngest one. The same thing with my oldest one that tried to commit suicide like a month earlier where I take time off work. So I have stuff documenting pretty much far as backing me up as what I had going on. And I talked to someone just yesterday in regards to that. I had a conference call with the site manager, and because I filed an appeal with them to see if they was going to hear my side and, you know, try to offer them the job back, but they didn't. I obviously received an email this morning in regards to this thing that they feel like they took the proper approach and that they're going to continue on with what they have as far as me not having my job.
All righty. So what's the name of the person and their title that discharged you?
Actually, they didn't give me a name. They called me on the phone, and they talked with me about my time. And like I explained to them, as far as the time goes, they had any time available, and plus it was an emergency, so I had to take off. It wasn't like it was a situation that I could help because they had some strain to my child. And I also had spoke to someone in the employee resource center also when I talked to the HR person when they called me on the day that they terminated me. I let them know that I talked to an employee resource center and told them about my matter, and they made documentation in the computer as far as me reaching out to them, letting them know what was going on with my situation. And I also let them know that, and they said that they was going to talk with someone and give me a call back. They never called me back. That's when I got the email saying that they was terminating me. So I didn't get a name or anything like that from them. All this was did on the phone and through email.
All right. And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
As far as?
As far as your termination, as far as missing too many days and, you know, even though you had the documentation, which should have been excused.
I didn't miss no days. I was at work every day. And if I missed any day, I had vacation time. And other than that, no, I was at work every day. Unless I had a situation, like I said, that prevented me from going to work, which, like I said, I had a serious case where my daughter had to be admitted to the hospital because she tried to commit suicide, you know. If I got a child that's going to the hospital, I ain't no way I can be at work, you know. They excused me for that day, and I was on temporary leave for like 15 days for that. But when it happened with the second situation with my, like I said, my youngest one being left at school, you know, being neglected from the after-school program, you know, I had a lot of stuff going on with that I had to act on, you know, because DHR called me. That ain't nothing. I had to act on that when they called me.
Right.
Regarding my child. And I was at work and I had to leave work and I told them that. I even had a voicemail and I told them they can listen to it if they didn't believe me because I had just got a phone call. I missed the first call. The lady called me at work, but they need to meet with me immediately and my child. They said that they didn't even need to listen to the voicemail, but whatever I had to do, just go ahead on and leave work or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like I told them, I got police reports and everything that I filed. I have documentation for everything as far as me not being at work during the time of all that going on.
Right. All right, which is understandable.
But of course, you know, with all the things that have been going on with Amazon lately, they pretty much have been just terminating people for real for no reason. It's been a lot of things going on at the facility that's not right. So, you know, I just know I didn't do anything wrong.
And I'm sorry that had to happen to you. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right, and do you already have a 4-digit PIN, or you need me to reset that with you today?
I think I had just done that before I called you, because I don't know if you see it in the system, but I had been filing. The first time I filed, I think it was like a couple of weeks ago when I reopened it. The guy told me it was going to be expiring to call back, so that's why I called back today. Just pretty much restarted everything over, so I won't have to worry about calling you guys back for it. Because he said it's due to expire this month. I don't know. It might have already expired. I'm not really sure the exact date. But I have been filing some.
So we're going to go ahead and reset just to be on the safe side, okay?
Okay.
And that pin is 3384.
Yeah, I have it. And then I had, I did automatic over the phone. I did my own pin, but this pin number that I got already.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting those requirements effective this week. All right.
Now I have a question. Being that I've already been filing, the time that I've been off, that doesn't start my process over there because I had like a few times I've been calling me and claiming, which I was able to pull it up on the internet, but it was saying something about it was on hold or something. I guess because they, when they reached out to Amazon, they weren't responding.
It shouldn't mess with your It shouldn't mess with the, because we're just reopening. So yeah, it shouldn't mess with that. But to be sure, what's today? Today is Friday. Today is Wednesday. Today is Thursday. What is today's date?
It's Thursday. Today is the 28th.
I couldn't get right. But to be sure on the safe side, I'm about to give you a number to call at 5 o'clock. So okay. That's the inquiry line. They can give you like status and updates and stuff like that. They can better tell you that because I'm just the open claims line. So
another thing, since it's been, like I said, it's been a couple of weeks ever since I started working, I called in and talked with the rep the pretty much opened my case. So I haven't received any letters or nothing in the mail since I called in then. I haven't received no letter about anything.
Okay, yeah, so the inquiry line can better assist you with that because they'll be able to look into your account. I'm not able to see nothing. I'm only able to reopen your claim, put the information in, and then they'll tell you better. So you'll just call them at 5 o'clock, and you should get an appointment because they open Sunday through Thursday. So if you call today, you'll get a call from them on Sunday. And then they'll just ask you information, whether you want to update something or know some status or what it is that's on hold. Like, they can see all that. We just can't.
Okay, what's that number?
It's 1-800.
Uh-huh.
361. Uh-huh. 4524. And that's the inquiry line number. So anytime you got questions about some information, regards to your account or status or updates or anything like that, they can answer that for you.
Okay, you said call at 5 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Peoples, we filed your claim. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. And you have a nice day and a good weekend, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.